A popular Outcast production.
Watch Homestar Runner. You remember Homestar Runner, the website? Mm-mm. There's a little.
I don't anymore, but.
Do you remember the little cartoon like Homestar Runner and his friend Pom Pom? Like they were playing soccer and Coach Z tried to tell them they were doing a good job, but he's like super Canadian and couldn't say job properly. He said jorb. So like he spent the whole little cartoon like trying to learn how to say the word job, and when he finally got it, he couldn't remember Homestar Runner's name. You did a good job there, hamstray.
Hey. We're not
Ramrod
recording right now.
Stairmaster.
I wanted
no,
to
we are.
See if... Oh, we
oh,
are.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
We're recording.
Wanted to know if you wanted to be in this episode, because we're going to do a jobs episode.
Hi, Bill.
And, you've had a lot of jobs.
And not the kind of blow, necessarily.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've had a lot of those, too, though.
Well, yeah. Yeah, sure. I got
me, though. We'll have to grab you a microphone.
We can restart this, can't we?
Mm-hmm. I'm not restarting this. I want that Homestar Runner shit at the beginning.
Yes.
What's Homestar? What is it?
Homestar Runner?
Yeah.
You've never seen... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
I don't know if it'll work on the iPhone because I think it's a Flash-based website, so I can't really... And I don't want to, like, pull it up on the computer while we're doing
so
shit.
So old.
It is. They don't update it anymore, but they keep the site going, like they pay for the domain and they make sure it's always functioning, but they haven't like added any new content in forever.
So what?
It's just a funny cartoon. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, it's a cartoon.
Yeah,
it's a character and all his little friends and stuff. And
so was it on like Cartoon Network or
nope,
something?
Nope, just a website. This
oh,
was,
a website.
Yep. It's an internet thing. Trogdor the Burninator. The Trogdor comes in the night.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot of, like, website. I really do not know a whole lot of computer shit at all. I am, like...
But you know where the purple Amazon banner is.
I do.
Because we're not colorblind and we can read.
Yep.
In case you missed that last episode. So, yeah, we've been talking for... Okay, it's only been like 2 minutes. I was going to say like 10. God, my sense of time is off.
Wow.
It's been like 10 minutes.
Dude, Bill came in and threw me off. Stop it. Episode 32.
Woo.
Wow,
and you should
really?
Probably know that this is Girls on Girls because you fucking downloaded it or
right.
You're streaming it from the Popular Outcast website.
If you don't know who we are,
oh yeah,
go listen to another episode.
We're people. We're ladies. We're
yep.
girls.
We do stuff.
And things.
Yep. Yeah.
Things.
Yeah. Stuff and things.
We like stuff and things, and yeah. we do that.
We like stuff and things.
But not necessarily
like turkeys.
Normal things.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Depending on your definition
yeah,
of normal.
That's very true.
They're normal to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, all this is normal for me.
Like to think of myself as counterculture.
I don't think of myself as anything.
Yeah, I don't really either.
I don't even know what that you just said. I don't know what that even means.
Oh, Ashley.
Oh, I'm so out of it.
It's okay.
And by out of it, I mean out of the loop.
The loop.
The bears. The loop. I'm so far out of the loop, I don't even know what the loop is.
What is a loop?
The loop.
The loop.
I like the loop I live in.
Well, yeah. I freaking love the loop I live in. I love my... life right
that's
now.
It's all that
I stole your dog last night.
You did.
Odie and I were snuggling on the couch and it was
and he
awesome.
He so wanted to snuggle. He was so tired. He was just like, oh, somebody's gonna sleep with me? Okay, let's sleep.
Yeah, he got up on the couch beside me and lied down next to me and I lied down like between him and the couch and we snuggled and it was great.
Yep.
And he made his majestic pug face.
Yup.
It was great.
I love Pugface.
She was taking pictures of like the two of them and then it Snapchatting me.
I was.
Oh, I saw the picture on Facebook.
Yeah, I took a different one. I was like, I stole your dog.
Ha!
And she just like, I'm watching her. I'm waiting for her to receive it. And then she just kind of like leans over to peek around the people who are doing karaoke. And I was like, hey, 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 hey.
He's I am such petting a loyal the Otis.
Little fella.
He'll snuggle with
him. Having a Billy Temple there.
Yes.
I bought some Billy Temple today.
Thank you.
We do have, is that the, no, that's the cookies and cream. We do have Pinnacle Vodka, though.
Oh, no, there's regular vodka down here. It's regular.
But it's not Pinnacle Whipped Vodka. It's
no,
not.
It's not. I don't like
it's not going
to
taste like a creamsicle, Ashley.
It has to be.
I don't cookie dough.
Like.
Yeah, it has to be whipped.
I don't like whipped vodka.
It's good,
it
but
it's...
It
gives me heartburn the next morning.
Gross.
No, thank you. Got a long night ahead of me.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
yeah,
I've heard.
Well, we're already in our second episode, so...
Oh, cool.
We are.
Yeah, it's not going to be that long, and hopefully you and I won't take too long.
I'm excited to hear your podcast.
Oh, shit. That aired almost a week ago. Oh, I need to give you a track, don't I?
Yeah.
Do I have to stop?
Yeah, you'll have to stop it.
All right, we will be right back.
Are we?
And now we're back.
We're back.
Hey. Cool.
Hello.
There we are.
Hello.
We've been joined by a very special guest.
I see very tiny wiggles on your, on your thing.
Is that
there.
Better?
Oh, those are bigger. Those are bigger.
Those are big wiggles.
I've got a big wiggle voice. I don't know what that means.
What the hell,
no idea.
Bill?
Thank you for having me again, y'all.
Yay.
Dude, you live here.
I know. But
so yes. It's kind of expected at this point.
No, but I love when you guys actually have me on and I just don't babble.
You're not even sitting by the computer.
I know.
You're a real guest.
You're a real guest.
I'm a real honest-to-goodness guest.
You are.
Like that time we talked about Bigfoot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That was fun.
Yeah. That was.
Like we Bigfoot. Fall asleep
Me
watching
too.
Bigfoot every night.
Yeah, finding Bigfoot.
Oh. Nice.
Fucking Boba.
Every
dude.
Night.
Nice.
He was like, every night, put on Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Did you make it for 45 minutes? Did you set the timer?
I wish I
put every 45 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, because they're 42 minutes long, so I have to hear, like, I have to potentially hear the end of it.
Oh, nice.
I want to be a Bigfoot tracker. I want to be just like Bobo.
Yeah.
But Bobo's way cooler because they always have Bobo on there so because he's such a big guy.
Did they ever find one in any of the shows?
So far, they've heard some howls. They heard the calls, man.
And it wasn't any kind of other animal?
I don't... So. Bigfoots don't sound like any other animal.
Okay.
You should know that.
All right.
So is that what you wanted to be when you were growing up?
Bigfoot?
I wanted
Bigfoot,
to be,
yeah,
I
you wanted to be Bigfoot?
I wanted to be a big feet. No.
You wanted to... Is that what you're going on with your hair? You wanted to be Bigfoot?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I when I was a youngster, there a couple of things that I wanted to do. One of them was like some sort of being a cryptozoologist.
Mm.
Hell yeah!
Because that's awesome. I love weird fake animals and weird real animals. Mm.
Have I ever showed you my book called Alien Animals?
No,
that sounds Ooh. Cool.
I need to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to read that.
It's a good time. It's like, it's falling apart because it's super old and I read it like 100 times. But
yeah.
It's got like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, the Jersey Devil.
Oh, yeah.
Just big cats, air quotes.
Yeah.
Dog, big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
El Chupacabra.
Birdmen. I actually don't know if Chupacabra's in there.
Really?
Chupacabra might be too new.
Really?
Chupacabra was only... according to those people who know, Chupacabra was manufactured by the Air Force or something like that in Puerto Rico.
Huh.
And like some sort of weird science experiments, and then they got out.
Oh,
that's basically where Chupacabra
came.
And it was like in the 50s.
People
so
are so
okay.
full of it.
Yeah. No, that might... How do you know that's not true?
Okay. Anyway.
I'm just saying...
That sounds like a fun job.
I'm a pretty much of a skeptic.
Well, yeah, but I mean, well,
I want to believe.
I want to believe, but yeah, if I don't have proof, it's the same
it
with ghosts.
Cool.
Well, yeah. Story. I mean, ghosts and Bigfoot. We're going to talk about Bigfoot all
the time. Right?
Okay. No, no. But, like, there's a big difference between ghosts and Bigfoot. I mean, like, it's... There's a huge leap for some people when it comes to ghosts, because then you start talking about spirits, and then you talk about, like, you know, dying. And
right.
And you talk about, like, you know, religion and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, some people are, like, straight up 100%, oh, yeah, clearly there's ghosts. Of course there are. You know, when you die, you can go to heaven or hell, and sometimes your spirit will get stuck here. Like, there, it's not even a question.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you've got, like, the reincarnation people. It's like, no, that's not possible. Or atheists. It's like, we don't have a soul, so... Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing with Bigfoot.
Well, like, what I meant was, it's the same thing for me as ghosts and Bigfoot. Like, I want to believe in
but
I don't have any proof.
But you're a rational human being who... Yeah.
I would love to believe in all that shit, but...
I would like to find out that Bigfoot was actually part spirit, and that's why they... Like, Native Americans believe that Bigfoot was, like, magical, and that's
why... So, Native Americans actually believed in Bigfoot? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They, mm-hmm. You can find... Sasquatch is a Native American word. I don't remember what tribe, but...
Okay.
That the reason you can't find them is because they would just disappear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's pretty cool.
They just, like, they're from the spirit world. They would walk that's into, like, genius. The spirit world.
Yeah. Along
I know,
that,
right?
Along those lines, like, have you ever watched the Ancient Aliens shows? Like,
yeah,
do you watch
but that
Ancient
guy
Aliens?
Annoys me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love those shows, though.
Me too.
That is some crazy stuff.
I watched this, like, 6-hour YouTube thing that was all about...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know.
How do you watch a 6-hour YouTube thing?
In parts.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I pretty much sat through the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
But it was all about, like, Bible sightings, like UFO sightings in the Bible written about in the Bible. Yeah, it was
like
weird.
That painting of Mary and Jesus for the, the Bigfoot in the background.
Who, yeah.
What's that? Was that Michelangelo?
I want to say...
I don't have a clue.
That's very possible. I don't remember.
That was one of the other Ninja Turtles.
It was one of the Ninja Turtles, definitely. I'm certain it was a Ninja Turtle.
Anyway, back on topic.
Yeah.
So, Ninja Turtles are
Leonardo da Vinci, maybe.
That's quite possible, too.
Wait.
Or it could have been just some rando.
Did he actually paint?
Yeah. Da Vinci?
Of course.
Da Vinci painted. All the Ninja Turtles were painters.
Da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa.
Wait. Michael.
We don't fucking know.
I'm pretty sure Michelangelo painted. No.
No, guys.
No, he didn't.
Da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa.
All right,
The Da Vinci Code.
It's
the cover of the book.
It was Da Vinci.
Oh my God, guys.
Duh.
Duh.
Well, no, Da Vinci's a different guy, right? No. I'm
Joey Da Vinci from
Joey
Brooklyn.
Da Vinci. Yeah. Duh. No, but the other thing that I wanted to be was a comedian. And I remember when I was in sixth grade and I got my yearbook signed by one of my teachers, Ms. Green, because, you know, I was cool enough to have my teachers sign my yearbook.
Nice.
She wrote something. The beginning was kind of one of those weird things, but it was that I can't quite remember, but it was like to, you know, like a funny kid or something like that. But she said, I hope to see you on Saturday Night Live someday.
Oh, that's cool.
And Saturday Night Live sucks now.
Yeah,
so,
well,
I don't know.
Maybe you should be on Saturday Night Live. You'd make it better.
Yeah,
bring
I don't
it back.
Know. I don't know. I'm not that good.
SNL, I'm bringing it back.
I'm bringing it back with this strawberry. Oops, I dropped it. Because this is a good strawberry.
Mm. So those were really the only two things you wanted to do?
Yeah.
I never wanted to be like the stereotypical stuff, like a...
firefighter.
Or a police officer, or...
Not that I recall.
In the army.
I almost joined the army. Almost. I couldn't...
It wasn't like a thing you dreamed of, though.
No.
Why did you almost join the army? I forgot.
Well, because I was 17, and I have a hard time saying no. So a recruiter called me.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll hang out and talk to you. And he was like, well, you really should do this, and you can be... And plus, I mean, I'm not saying everybody who joins the army falls into this trap, but a lot of people who fall into the or who join the army or any military, there's a definite, I don't want to work in a factory.
Mm-hmm.
And I need money to live.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really good deal, money-wise. And I'll get to travel. I'll get to, you know, like... Mm-hmm. And there's also, like, this... From a male point of view, there's, like, this ingrained thing in America where, like, you know, there, like, there are ways to be a quote unquote a man,
right?
And one of those is
fighting, you know, for your country.
Fighting for your country and stuff like that. And so if you're younger and susceptible, you know, 17-year-old kid,
I can just see you like holding a gun
and just like
America.
Yeah, America. Yeah, that's pretty much the Halloween. God. Maybe couldn't do that. I mean, the gun part, sure, but the rest of it, I don't know.
What about, I mean, like a cowboy? Did everyone be a cowboy?
I used to think my grandfather was a cowboy, my dad's dad, because he lived in Colorado and wore a cowboy hat.
Nice. What about an astronaut?
Dude, being an astronaut would be fucking awesome.
That would be really cool. I think that probably didn't end up being like a very viable option because of the whole being afraid to be like trapped in space. Like, because when I grew up, like the whole, I mean, that wasn't an uncommon thing for people to not make it back.
And you were, you were at the right age where you could probably remember.
Krista McAuliffe.
I saw the Challenger blow up.
Yeah, we saw that. Yeah.
I watched it happen.
School.
Yeah. Well, I was off school that day.
Oh,
I was at home and I was watching it on my grandmother's television and I was watching the launch and live. And it was like, oh shit, something
happened. We were watching it in school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I watched the World Trade Center fall in school.
I watched, but
so did I.
I didn't see them in school. I woke up that morning.
Yeah, my mom called me and woke me up and was like, my mom was freaking out. She's like, there's gonna be martial law in the country. Like, she was flipping shit. She's like, prepare for your whole life to be changed and all this stuff. Yeah. Like, I was like, dude, wow.
My day, I woke up and I had fallen asleep watching BBC. So, and I forgot about that when I woke up and I turned on the television. And so it was the World Trade Center on fire. And
did you watch the second plane hit? Because I was watching when I was watching the first explosion live and watched the second plane go hit.
It was already, the second plane had already hit by the time I woke up. But I'm watching it and I thought that it was like footage, like it was like old footage because it was like British people talking.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like old footage from the bombing of the World Trade Center, like 93 or something.
Yeah, that was in like the basement or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't put two and two together until, and then I went to work and I was steam cleaning an old folks home and they were all talking about it. And I was like, hey, I guess some shit happened.
Yeah.
Like I had no clue. You know what I mean? I was completely clueless. It was very, very weird.
Yeah. But that was a weird day.
Yeah. I didn't want to be a pilot.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I think I always wanted to do something with animals. I wanted to, like, I think my earliest to be a vet. And then there's, like, to be a marine biologist.
Yep.
That was what I wanted to do.
That was definitely on my list.
For a long time.
And then I figured out, like, I'm kind of afraid of open water and sea creatures.
Yeah. I don't like water.
Swimming with dolphins sounds like fun.
Yeah,
but
yeah, not dolphin the rest. Trainer was definitely on the list for a while. Working at SeaWorld, you know,
any of that shit.
I know, but I was
that's
a
topic
kid.
For another day.
Watch Blackwater.
Yeah, I want to see that. I heard about that yesterday.
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, don't watch Blackwater. It's about horrible things.
No, I do want to watch it, though.
Yeah. If you don't want to watch horrible
I did, like, after that came out, like, a bunch of people that have been letting SeaWorld use their songs for, like, their show.
Yeah.
They're just like, no,
Willie
no
Nelson
more.
Was one of them.
Yeah.
There was somebody else, or a bunch of people, actually. But I remember Willie Nelson being like, nope, no more.
I love Willie Nelson.
Fuck yeah.
Everything about Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Nice shirt.
Right?
I know, right?
We talked about that last episode.
Last episode.
Oh, fuck.
Blue steel, baby.
Like, I just want to stare at Lauren's boobs. Only
totally not
Dean is
way.
On them.
Yeah.
That's where Dean belongs.
Yeah,
that is where Dean belongs.
His face belongs right in my boobs.
He looks better on boobs. I didn't think it was possible, but he got sexier.
Mm-hmm.
On your chest.
Yeah. Boobs and Dean Winchester.
So, Bill.
I wanted to be a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Has anybody seen that place opened up next to the flower shop on Market Street in Sunbury?
I saw it, but I haven't been in
like
there yet.
Like the spirit shop or whatever?
We walked past it. Awesome. And AJ's like, you can go in there on your own sometime. I don't want to go in there.
There might be too many crystals for my taste.
Yeah.
I think I saw it last week because we went to the market house to do some shopping and we're leaving and I was like, well, that's new. And Jeff's like, what, the flower shop? I was like, no. Look next door. He's like,
spiritual healing or something.
What?
That's pretty awesome.
Why is it there?
It's probably not going to be there for very long. I can't imagine a business like that lasting too long.
Because that's not going to stay. That's a terrible location.
Yeah. I'm sure that they won't have any problems with young hooligans throwing bricks through their windows either.
Probably not.
Maybe not bricks, but they'll probably steal stuff. I don't know, they're pretty close to
Bonnie. What?
Yeah. Huh? What?
What? Huh? What?
What are you talking about? We don't talk smack on this podcast.
No.
I will talk all the smack I want.
Hey, as long as I don't say it, it can't be traced back to me.
Yeah, you didn't say a word.
You have conflict of interest. I just I'm a free agent.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I joined a paranormal activity group. We searched for ghosts.
Oh yeah.
Are you still doing it?
No, that was like a while ago.
Used to make fun of people that joined paranormal groups.
So did I.
My friend Joey, he and his roommate Jared were paranormal investigators for a while.
That's so funny.
I was like, okay.
Did anybody ever find anything?
Yeah, I really made fun of my high school sweetheart for that when he went to college. Yeah. And I was like, you joined what? And he's like, well, it's a lot of fun and it's blah, blah, blah. And he's really serious about it. Like, he got really mad. And I was still laughing at him.
There's
he was really mad at me. And
there is something.
I knew it was over at that point.
There is something about stuff like hunting Sasquatch or like finding ghosts and stuff like that. There is like I don't want to say like it's grape in the crackers, guys.
Grape just went in the crackers.
In case you didn't know. Yeah. Bill wasn't trying to be like some kind of weird racist. I don't know what a grape would be though.
The fucking grapes are at it again, Marsha. I'm telling you. They're all over these crackers.
Oh my god.
Anyway, that's fucking funny, dude. That's good.
Good with reaction.
No, like, I mean, I don't know. And maybe this is just like a weird, I don't know. This might be just a weird thing. For me, it was a lot of fun. It was like, cause, okay. You think about like Sasquatch hunting or something like that. You're still camping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if you like to camp, and like you know, stuff like that. Some people don't like to camp. I don't really like to camp either.
I used to, but
I like showers.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah, exactly.
And comfortable beds.
Yeah. But like when you're hunting ghosts and stuff, because first off, you're probably breaking in someplace.
Yeah.
So there's like a bit of a rush there. And then on top of that, like, you know, you could see anything, man. You could see anything.
Yeah.
You don't see shit.
Yeah. You're stoned.
No.
Not usually.
I've seen.
No,
shit.
I know they're not usually stoned, but
I'm no, just I mean you don't usually see shit when you're stoned.
Yeah. Only if you have.
Maybe if you're on mushrooms.
If you take like two marijuanas, you might be able to see. Yeah.
Take
things.
Two marijuanas take and call two. Me in the morning.
Yeah.
With you water. Don't mean hallucinate. You mean just
I'm just saying that they're
have some sort of a mind trick.
Yeah.
Happens to me in my own damn house all the time.
I know.
I don't need drugs.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah, definitely. Living in like driving at night, like I see shit that I think I see people and shit standing alongside of the road like all the time.
Well, that's what's fascinating. I mean, like our brains.
I mean, I know there's nothing there because I'll look again and I'll be like, oh, we're
seeing. Yeah, it's part of like what the human brain does is like trying to put things together. Like it's always looking for forms and like we are like one of the only species that can see like faces in things that aren't faces.
Yeah, like light sockets and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Look, there's a face.
It's
right
face
there.
Going, oh.
You should put a mustache on it.
Oh? Maybe.
Yeah, we should.
Put mustaches on.
But, like, there's a... I don't know. Like, well, I think that explains ghosts a lot, too.
Yeah. Because,
like, you want to, you know, we just...
But then I watch those stupid shows that, like, have these real accounts of, like, possessions and all this shit.
Oh, that's just, all bullshit.
It makes you wonder, and it's like, fuck,
I like
dude,
to
I
watch, like, the first half of those shows. Well, like, the first, like, 10 minutes of those shows, where they're just describing what happened in that... very pretty building.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Like, that's the part of the show that I really like. The rest of it, I'm like, nah, next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to be really big on the MTV show Fear. Anybody?
I remember it, sort of.
They would take, like, I think it was like 5 or 6 20-somethings to, like, abandoned places, and it would be, like abandoned factories, or I think the one place was, like, a campground, the, like, prisons, asylums. Mm-hmm. They would take them there.
That's so fucking cool.
And they would spend, like, 2 nights, and they would have to be up all night and do, like, these missions all around,
yeah,
like,
I do the property. Remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you wouldn't do the mission, you had to go home. And at the end of the 2 nights, like, everybody split the cash prize. But if you didn't do your mission and went home, you got nothing.
Right.
Yeah. I do totally remember that. That was an interesting show.
Yeah, they had those
some reality show like that. Maybe it was that.
The cameras, like, on the harnesses that, like, looked at
the
Yeah,
that was, like, one of the upper shows that had that. Yeah.
Yeah. The night vision.
Yeah, now everybody has that shit.
Yep.
Everybody has that.
Fucking taps.
I wear one of those, like, normal. Right? I just wear it around. But anyway, Ashley, what did you want to be when you wanted to be a grown up?
I remember my earliest of what I wanted to be was an art teacher.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because I was actually really kind of into art. But that was, like, elementary school, middle school, things like that. And then after that, I kind of just wanted to do something with animals, which I was like, well, I could be a veterinarian, but you kind of have to put them down sometimes, and I couldn't deal with that. And I hate school.
Yeah.
Like, fucking hate school.
You have to like animals.
Yeah.
To,
that's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So my next logical step was, like, dog grooming. Which makes sense. Sounds really weird, but yeah, I wanted to be a dog groomer since I was 15. I didn't have plan B.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
But you can buy Plan B now.
Yes, you can.
You can buy it on Amazon.
Can you buy it on Amazon?
No.
I don't know.
I hope
maybe.
How great would it be?
I'm looking it up.
I want to live in an America that you can buy Plan B on Amazon. Aislinn, what about you? What did you want to be when you were a wee one?
Like, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be...
Do you want to be an astronaut?
Maybe for, like, a minute.
Did you ever see the movie Space Camp when you were a kid?
No.
I did.
I wanted to be an astronaut after I saw that.
No, I wanted to be a ballerina.
You can.
I wanted to be a doctor.
You can.
There you go. Click on that purple Amazon banner and get yourself some Plan B. I can't guarantee it'll be there in time for when you need it, but buy it ahead of time or have it overnighted.
Well, they do have overnight shipping, and, like, 2-day shipping.
So in case you're too embarrassed to go talk to the pharmacist.
Or maybe you should keep it on hand.
Yeah, I'm sure that stuff has a decent shelf life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, lots of things.
Ballerina, huh?
Yeah.
Did you take ballet when you were younger?
Nope.
No?
Couldn't afford it.
Oh.
Yep.
That was a big obstacle for me, too, being broke.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I want to do these things. Can I do this?
Oh, you can use it within 72 hours.
You probably have a perfect body type to be a ballerina, too.
Yeah, tall and thin. I don't have ginormous boobies.
No.
You have the right body.
Yeah, ballets work.
Oh, my God. And it's terrible on your body, too. Like, it's almost like body modification. Like, they're on their toes so much that their muscles form differently in their calves and shit, their legs.
Let's see, what else? Doctor, marine biologist. There's a brief period of time where I wanted to be a mechanic.
Yeah, me too.
Was that after watching My Cousin Vinny?
No. I got really big into Monster Garage.
Posse Traction.
With Jesse James.
Yeah.
Wow. I used to watch that with my dad all the time.
Yeah.
He was a mechanic.
Oh, God, what else? I wanted to be a math teacher. I wanted to be all kinds of different teachers.
Math teacher?
I like math. Shit. Shut up.
I didn't know you liked math.
I was accepted into Lycoming College for
take a look.
Math major.
She's wearing glasses. Obviously, she likes math.
Yeah, God, seriously.
Wait, why don't we like math?
Because we're not that kind of nerd.
I'm the stupid kind of nerd. I can't actually do smart things.
We're the nerds that like Supernatural.
I'm... traditional. I like school nerd.
Nope.
Yeah, lots of things. I don't know. I actually did go to school to be a web designer for a little while. I actually went to school to be a cosmetologist, and fuck that. I want to do special effects makeup, but...
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Right? There's, like, nowhere around here you can go for that right? kind of shit. I'd have to move. And there's only, like, a couple decent schools, like, in the country. So...
Mm. Lame.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
I was reading
figure skater. The Winter Olympics in when Nancy Kerrigan got her knees busted.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to be a figure skater.
An ice hockey player for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Was that after you?
I can't imagine you wanting to be a cheerleader. You just seem like the most anti-cheerleader person.
I was 8 once.
Oh, okay.
I was actually a cheerleader once.
Yeah?
So was
I. One entire season when I was in 5th grade, 4th grade.
3 seasons in elementary school. I cheered for the junior varsity and then varsity giants.
Wow. I only did 1 season because my parents were always big on the whole try it once and then you have to have a backup plan for when you don't want to do that anymore. And you always have to finish what you start, so I always had to do, like, 1 full season of whatever I tried. So I tried, like, every sport. Hated all of them.
Mm.
I don't like running.
I wanted to be a rock star.
Yeah, yeah. Having a band was on the list somewhere.
Having a band was on my list.
I learned guitar when I was 12 and have been playing since. Mm. And pretty much have been in bands my entire life since I turned, like, 18.
Did you teach yourself?
Yes.
I tried that. I was a shitty teacher.
Yeah. my dad was playing in a band at the time, and he had a gig. It was a Saturday night, and he had, like, several guitars. Hmm. And he was like, well, I was like, I really want to learn. He was like, okay. So he picked up a chord sheet and, like, a chord chart and basically showed you the different chords. And was like, as soon as you learn that, I'll teach you how to play songs. You know, like, basically just give you the idea. And I was like, okay. So that night he went to go play the gig. Pardon. He went to go play the gig and, came home and I had learned the chord chart and memorized it.
Nice.
And he was like, okay, I guess we got to start tomorrow. And basically, like, he kind of showed me a couple of things. And then from there on, I was like, oh, wait, I can figure out what these songs are. So that's kind of just how I learned, just by playing other people's stuff. And then
neat.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. I really like playing guitar a lot. I don't do it nearly enough.
So what jobs have you had in the past? Have you ever met any of your goals? Obviously not, because you're not a famous comedian yet.
Yeah, I'm not a famous comedian. I'm not
not a Sasquatch hunter.
I'm not a Sasquatch hunter.
You are making steps towards your goal, though.
Yeah.
You do host a comedy open mic night every
year. Yeah,
looking to host more.
Yeah. Well, I can't say that I host. I co-host. Yeah.
You're the sound man.
Yeah. I mean...
And you perform.
Yeah. Jeff does a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, he basically runs it. I mean, like, I try to do my best to, like, do as much as I can. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the stuff, it's like, he basically just does it. And it's like, eh. And he does a great job.
He does.
And he's so good at having a story for everything. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something I don't have. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, the open mic night is going pretty good. I am playing in a band, which as soon as Mr. Vox the Devil gets the album art done, we're going to send off and get pressed and stuff.
I'm disappointed he was not at the open mic.
Yeah, money.
I know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while. It would be nice to see him in person again.
Yes, exactly. If I don't know. We should take donations to get him here. That would be
donations
awesome.
To get John Smith to the open mic.
Yeah, because I'd throw in $20, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Seriously. And that would get him, like, here at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Money. There you go, man.
Yeah. And it's not like he couldn't just crash here or whatever. But anyway.
Yeah.
What was your first job?
My first job that I didn't get paid for, like, money wise. Yeah, I wash dishes at the Herndon sub shop for mozzarella sticks. Classic fat kid job.
Paid in mozzarella sticks.
Yeah,
he totally did.
I'd fucking do that, man.
Oh, so worth it. They were so good.
Fuck that, I'd do that now.
Yeah, absolutely. My first, I was a paper boy, but that doesn't count.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My first real job, I was selling accidental death and dismemberment insurance over the phone when I turned 18. And I decided that I was going to stay there for exactly 1 year because my mom had told me, you know, you want a good work history if you want to go look for another job.
Mm-hmm.
So stay there for a year, and then that proves that you know. So a year to the day, I quit and started looking for other jobs. And I've done pretty much everything. I've worked in gas stations. I've worked in porn shops or a porn shop. I sold mortgages.
You sold vacuums.
Vacuums door to door. Not door to door so much as, you know, but like basically.
Right.
Trying to think of what else I sold. Sold a lot of shit. Worked in a movie theater.
Yeah.
A lot of retail jobs.
Yeah. A lot of sales. And for the most part, there was like very long stretches where I didn't work, or I worked like silly jobs, like just so that I had like a couple of dollars here and there.
Right.
I was young and was like, fuck it. If I don't like it, I'm not going to stick around. That's dumb. Not so dumb because you need money, unfortunately. But some of those jobs I enjoyed. I really like my job now. I can't say where I work, but I work for a video game.
Depot.
Yeah. I stopped games, guys.
I was going to say spots. No, you call it game spots.
I spot games, you guys. Yeah.
Yep. But you manager, right?
Assistant manager.
Assistant manager.
Yeah. My boss is awesome.
Yeah.
She's the best boss I've... Brady was a pretty good boss, too. Let's not, you know...
Are you just saying that because you think Brady might be listening? Brady
no.
Okay.
No. I know. I don't... he might listen. I don't know. But Brady was a great boss.
Brady, if you're listening, I need my container for the cookies back.
You already know the rule. I told you I can't get that back unless I give Frank Leverage the DVD.
Not leverage for blackmail or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I gotta give him a picture of my dick.
Dude, if that was the case, you would have had your cookie container back a while
ago. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure would have just taken the picture back. Of him in his sleep.
Yeah, he's got several.
What?
He's got him in his wallet.
Yeah.
He has them in wallet sizes.
Remember They're when I used to carry around that picture of Frank in my wallet?
With the fucking the flat top going on.
Oh, so genius. Because
he's got the super curly hair, so he can get like
the... didn't hear any of that.
That's great. Yeah, don't worry.
Nothing.
Yeah, I edit this. I can hear it. I'll cut it out.
He'll yell at me later.
I'm fucking crazy like that. Anyway. Yeah, I had some really cool jobs. The porn shop was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I bet. Yeah. I applied to work at the one that is closed now.
Yeah.
Bummer.
They closed because they couldn't handle you working.
Right.
There. They were like,
right.
We won't hire her. No, so we get
if this caliber of coolness wants to work here.
Yeah. Right. No. They're.
We've made it.
They were concerned that I would have to drive over 30 minutes to get to work.
When I applied at that one too, that's what they said as well. And I was like, I just.
I was like, it's not an issue. Yeah. I have a car. My car is right there in the parking lot.
Everybody in this area drives like 30 minutes to work.
And so, yeah. There is like nothing in the area. Nobody lives within 30 minutes of that place.
Yeah, exactly. There are no fucking houses anywhere nearby.
Yeah, there's Amish people.
I think there is an Amish farm like across the street. That's
and
where you have to turn around.
They are not working there.
Well, they might.
Yeah.
They just sell meth out of the back.
I think the main concern was
and that's
that I
why
was,
they closed.
I was a teenage girl at the time.
Yeah, they probably don't want pretty young girls
creepy
working
place,
there.
No
creepy
windows.
Guys going in there.
Yeah,
probably not safe.
No.
Although they told Bill the same thing. So
what
you got?
Well, Bill was
mouth.
A pretty young girl, and they didn't want him being there.
What did they tell
a pretty
me?
Young girl.
What did they tell me?
The 30 minutes thing. Didn't you just say that?
The place that closed down when I applied there.
Yeah.
And then I applied at the other one and got the job.
Yeah. You worked at the one that was closer?
The purple farther. One.
The purple
Not
one.
Not the trailer. I didn't work at the trailer. The purple one, just a little bit further down the road on the other side.
Oh, the one that, like, looks like it's in somebody's house?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got, like, that one case of toys and then some, like, racks of DVDs on the walls that are, like, the poster things, you know, you go into the store and you...
Yeah, when I worked there, though, it was a lot different. It was, like, there was,
I was in there once and I was not impressed, so I haven't been back.
There were toys everywhere. They had this, like, room this size that, like, all the wall, like, every wall.
Nice.
And then they had the video arcade.
Arcade. Air quotes. Arcade. Yeah. You're video not arcade. Playing games.
Oh. Yeah. You just go in there and jerk off.
Right.
And watch other people jerk off and have people watch you jerk off. That's basically what?
Like, in front of... But they're not private booths?
You can close the thing if you want to, but why would you go to a public place to jerk off when you didn't want people to watch you?
I thought a lot of times those places were like... If you go into a booth and then the window opens and there's a girl there,
or a movie there
or something.
Yeah, basically with the way I had to clean them every night. So
gross. So you're a jizz mopper.
No, I just had to dump the ashtrays and sweep up stuff. Yeah, the ashtrays were always filled with cum. Every single
They give you gloves though, right?
Well,
19 pairs.
A former coworker of mine. Many years ago, he's old enough to be my father. Many years ago, he worked at a place that it was a store, a theater, and like a private booth place. And he used to pay this homeless guy that hung around there booze money every night to mop out the booths.
Yeah, the guy who worked there and mopped out the booths was a mentally challenged young man.
Okay, well,
that's
Wait, you didn't finish. I feel like that's kind of mean. Like,
oh yeah, sorry.
Did they have? Were they like bathroom stall situations, or did they have like doors?
They were like,
or curtains maybe.
Okay, it's a long hallway. Sounds
like a big community shower type situation.
It's pretty close to that. Basically, what it is okay, you have like a long hallway. Mm-hmm. And on each side, you have booths. The booths basically work like this. I'll try to explain it well enough so that people can hear. Like, if you walk in, you see, like, you turn left, and there's, like, a tiny hallway with two doorways on each side.
Okay.
So there's a booth on one side, and then there's a booth on the other. And you can sit down. But, I mean, you're a fucking psychopath if you sat in one of those seats.
You never take the first booth.
You never do.
But those were always the cleanest.
Yeah, exactly. You basically could look into the booth across from your booth.
Oh.
And you could close like a partition kind of thing. Like, I can't remember exactly if it was like a curtain or if it was like a... Like one of those like
folding door,
folding
door things like in campers,
right?
Yeah, that like click onto a magnet on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it was like that, but I don't exactly remember. But I distinctly remember
that would have been poor planning because those would have been a bitch to clean.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could just lean forward and people couldn't see you. I don't remember. Anyway, point of the story is that you could see into the other booth. The other booth could see into your booth.
Wow.
And it was like that, like, the whole way down. So, like, across the hallway was the same setup, and then you go to the next little area, and then the
You think they would have, like, staggered the doorways?
No, they did it on purpose, because the whole reason is to go in there and watch other people jerk it.
I didn't know that. I thought it was, like...
No, like, it's not for privacy.
Do you pay to get in?
You don't pay to get in, but you pay to, like, watch the movies. Mm-hmm. You, like, drop, like, a buck or whatever.
Yeah, there's a couple stores in the area. I think the one that's, up near Williamsport, I think that one has video booths.
Mm-hmm. They're weird, and if the only time I ever saw a woman go into one, she came out and had at least one other person's one person's semen on her hands and face. Yeah. On purpose. Like, she, you know, her and her male friend went back, and She came back a couple minutes later and she's like, ah, and she was the happiest she's ever been. Like, I swear to God, she had the biggest smile on her face. She was so happy that she was covered in jism. And I, like, I'm not saying it was a good thing or a bad thing. Yeah. I'm just saying that was a thing that happened.
That's your thing, man.
Hey, man, she was enthralled.
That was her thing.
Good for her.
Yeah.
But
fun.
It is kind of an odd sight.
Mm-hmm. What jobs have you had?
I don't know. I've kind of gone the opposite.
I'm tired of hearing Bill talk. Shut up.
I've mostly been in...
Don't be so mean to me. I hate.
I've mostly been in, like, food service jobs. Like, started out when I was 16 working at Country Cupboard. Like, wearing the...
That...
White nurse's dress, white nurse's shoes, stockings, bonnet, apron, you know, the whole nine.
You wear a bonnet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Country Cupboard, man. Cupboard, you have to wear a bonnet.
Oh,
it was crazy.
Wow. And white, which is awful.
You had to buy a white nurse's... this was back when nurses wore white dresses instead of scrubs. Like, nobody wore scrubs back then. Mm-hmm. It was dresses.
When I was in high school, the white pants were an option.
Really? A Country Cupboard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I didn't work there.
Maybe not in the...
Someone in my social group.
Like, okay. Was she a server, though?
No, because, she worked in a bakery.
Bakery, yeah. They definitely can wear pants.
Had to be white, though.
Yeah, everything.
That is dumb.
But I started off as a busser and then worked my way up to waitress. I think I was there for 2 or 3 years and then got fired.
At the cunt.
Because I was late on Mother's Day because they changed my schedule.
Ooh.
Like, they didn't tell us that they were going to make everyone have to show up a half an hour early for their shift, for their normal shift. And I showed up for my normal shift, and they were like, wah! And I was like, you know, screamed at them and threw my shit, and, you know. But
like, you're going to fire me on one of your busiest days of the year?
Yeah.
Good fucking luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have fun. Goodbye.
I mean, that place gets fucking insanely packed.
Oh, God, I know.
They're like... 25 servers working at a time. I mean, it was crazy on certain days. Anyway, then I think after that, I was in college at that time, and then I ended up working at like a pizza shop in Sunbury, and then went to the pet store, and then quit there and went to a bar in Lewisburg for a while, and then before that, I worked at Perkins for a while. And when I moved to York, I worked at the Perkins down there. And then when I moved back is when I
What Perkins
started.
did you work at?
I worked at Lewisburg.
Really?
The one that actually closed? Like, they would close at like 10 or something?
Not when I worked there. They were open 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
Because my brother's wife worked there and she had to work the third shift. but yeah, I worked there for not very long before I moved. I transferred down to the Perkins in York. And then... I got fired from that Perkins, and that's when I moved back. It was right around the same time, like, my boyfriend and I split, and I moved back home. And that's when I started working at the pet store. And then I like, quit and went back to that place, like, 5 times. But, like, I quit. I worked at the Town Tavern in Lewisburg for a while. I worked at the pizza shop that's now Juju's, but it was called something different back then.
I also worked at a Pizzeria Uno, which is like Red Robin, but pizza.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
But I think that's pretty much it.
Why am I picturing you in a fun uniform?
For like
stripy pants.
For like a year and a half, I worked for a home health care that took care of like mentally handicapped, like living in their own homes. Like, I worked in a house. I was a caregiver for, like, there was, like, there'd be 3 individuals living in the house. And then we pretty much had to do everything for them. I didn't make it very long in that job. I've never really found...
That would be, like, depressing.
It was horrible. I gained, like, 30 fucking pounds working there.
Yeah.
And it was right after AJ and I had gotten together. And I didn't even realize I was gaining weight. But I wasn't doing anything. Right. Like, I had sleepovers for my job, too. Like, I got paid to sleep over there. But some nights were horrible because if they're messing with the meds of the individuals, like, they'd keep you up all night, like, screaming and shit. Like, it was... That, like, totally burned me from that whole, like, that whole industry.
Yeah.
Like, I have very strange opinions on that whole industry. But, I couldn't hack that for very long, so I ended up going back to the pet store, and I've just... kind of bounced around shit, you know.
Yeah,
I've just kind of always been, I don't know what I still don't know what I want to do. And at this point, like,
There's Beach Shop.
Yeah, oh yeah, Beach Shop for 6 years, duh. Yeah. Tried that with my mom because she started the business, and then we did that for a while, but neither of us were business people. Like, she didn't know what the hell she was doing. She didn't know how to run a business. And yeah. I tried, but I've never been freaking trained on any of that shit. So, I mean...
Even if you are, it's a guessing game.
Yeah. It was terrible. Like, plus the place we were at was, like, kind of hoity-toity, and I look a little alternative for...
What'd you go to college for?
I actually went to college for graphic design. Oh. I went to Votech my senior year of high school for commercial art.
Oh,
okay. And I wanted to be an artist. Like, that was what I wanted to do. I didn't, but then when I went to college for the first year, I was in a graphic design program, and it was working with computers and shit, which was not what I did in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last year I was at Votech, like, I had an old school teacher. We did everything by hand. Like, he didn't even know how to use a computer.
Mm.
So the computer program we had was just the tiniest, like, week-long freaking bullshit working with, like, Macintosh Paint or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was back when computers were like black and white and shit. Like, it was, you know, it was 94. So
Jesus.
But I go to college and it's doing shit that I don't want to do. I just want to do art, and I just got disheartened and did shit that I would rather smoke pot than go to class, and freaking I fucked off. So, and I just didn't care about school. And then I met a guy, and we were together for like 3 years. I just stopped going to class, and he finished school, and we moved to York together.
Huh.
And yeah, I just kind of.
And that man's name was Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
And now he's the president. Thanks, Obama. Left me hanging.
Sorry.
Nah. But yeah, I mean, everything happens for a reason. And now, I mean, I just feel like a spoiled rotten asshole because my husband's like, you don't have to work. So I,
you do a lot though.
I don't, not really.
Well, first off, you do have a job.
Second, I do have a job, but I don't even know if that's gonna last.
You have like 9,000 animals.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he, I mean, to him, my job is taking care of him, and right. He thanks me every day for it, which mm-hmm. I just, I'm like weird. I'm like, to me, taking care of him is something that I want to do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, making sure that he eats the proper shit, like juicing his vegetables and his fruit every day, and like making sure he's got the proper nutrition. He's like, dude, I don't know what the fuck I would do without you, because I would never do this shit for myself.
Right.
Never. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it makes me feel good when he tells me that I do my job. He's like, it's not your job. You know, you take right. such good care of me. And to me, I'm like, I don't fucking do anything.
Right.
I make you food.
I feel
you. Sometimes. You know, like, and I feel useless sometimes. My job right now, like, this past weekend, I worked two nights waitressing, and I made fucking $14 between the two nights.
Ugh.
Because there's no business in there right now.
Right.
So, and this is another thing I wanted to get into. Like, I know, like, I need to rant about serving right now, because like something happened to me the other night, and I know I bitched about it before. I got stiffed on like $70 tab before and right. shit. But on Friday night, I had a table of four, and it was two couples, and I recognized the one couple just from being in various places around Sunbury, because I've worked around this area, and I don't like them. Like, they used to be customers of the pet store and shit, yeah. And I just, the guy is a dick.
Mm-hmm.
But I waited on him, and I was, you know, everyone's smiling, and everyone's happy, and they ate all their food, and everything was great, and I took perfect care of them, because I didn't have any other fucking tables.
Right.
And they each spent, one couple was 22-something, the other one was 25-something, their bills. I heard them bitching about how expensive it was.
Are you fixed?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And
$25 yeah, and they were bitching?
Yeah, and
that's cheap.
They each left me $2. That's not even a 10% tip.
No.
Now, I want to point out right now, for people that don't fucking know this, servers make $2.83 an hour.
Right.
And yeah, they rely on fucking tips for their pay.
Yeah.
And no matter how much they make in tips, they get taxed on a certain percentage of their food sales. So I get taxed mm-hmm. on, I don't know if it's 10 or 15%. It's supposed to be 15%, but I think maybe they do it for 10% because they know I don't make a lot of money. But I mean, I don't know. But all I know is if I don't even make 10% of my sales, I get fucking taxed and I pay on more money than I'm making.
Yep.
Right.
So I'm actually like losing fucking money waiting on people.
Right.
And that's the kind of shit that happens. And people don't fucking, I don't know if people are just ignorant of the fact that servers don't make, you know, minimum wage.
They have to by now.
I don't.
People do know it. A lot of times, what I've ran into, because I actually did serving also, a lot of times what I used to run into is people blaming things on, like, the food and not realizing that that is not the waitress's fault.
Yeah.
Yes, I can go back into the kitchen and tell them,
but you have
you
to
fucked
say,
up.
But you have to say, hey, this is not good. Like, there's something wrong.
Yeah, you have to complain about something. You can't
have to actually give me something and let me know that something's wrong. Because, yeah, I'll fucking walk in the kitchen and yell at them because they fucked up their job. And that is fucking up my paycheck.
Okay, yeah, I can see if that's what's happening. But if you have impeccable fucking service and you eat all your food and everything's great.
And everything's good, then
what's the
point? Why are you going to fucking not tip your goddamn server? Like, I am adamant about giving. I don't give a shit if the server is the shittiest server I've ever had.
Right.
If they're fucking awful,
yeah.
Because they're flustered and they're busy and like they obviously are like not having a good night,
right?
I'll still fucking tip them because 20, I feel bad.
And keep in mind too, 20 is a minimum.
Yeah. Well, 20, 15 is supposed to be the minimum.
No,
twenty is
the minimum. If you ask any server, they will tell you that 20 is the minimum, and you should go up from there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've actually tipped waitresses like up to like 20, 25, sometimes 40% on their tips. Just because, like, I have that a little extra cash, and I know how fucking awful people tip.
I've tipped fucking 50%. I've tipped 100% sometimes.
Yeah.
I've had people tip me 100%. I've had a $10, give somebody a $10 fucking check, and they give me $20.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I've had that happen. I know I'm not a shitty fucking server, but this has happened to me since working here in Sunbury, like, at least 5 to 10 times.
Yeah.
Like, that I'll get a job or like well under freaking 10% of the tip, and I don't know if people are just fucking stupid, but my whole thing is if you don't have the fucking money to go out and tip your goddamn server, don't fucking go out
to
eat.
McDonald's.
You know what I mean? It's bullshit that people do that shit. You know what? You're too fucking lazy to cook for yourself.
Yeah.
You're having your food served to you, but people look down on servers like, oh, they're just fucking serving my food.
Right.
You know what? It's a fucking legitimate job. And if they didn't have servers,
and it's a hard job.
Nobody's going to serve your fucking ass.
Hard job.
Nobody's, who the fuck's going to serve you when you want to go have a fucking nice restaurant?
Yeah.
You know? And these people don't tip servers on, they say it's on principle because fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not
those
slaves.
Those are people who watched Reservoir Dogs and like just want to be able to quote something.
I don't care. I just think like that's like,
what? I don't tip.
Yeah.
Bad tippers are like number one on my list of freaking dregs of society.
I agree.
Like, I cannot stand that shit.
It's like one of the most inconsiderate things you can do.
It really is.
To expect somebody to
serve you your food for free.
Yeah.
And yet, if they do a shitty job because they're standing around with their thumb up their ass not paying attention to you,
right.
I still can't bring myself to ever stiff a server. I'll give them a dollar.
Yeah.
You know, if they're if they're really, really, really bad.
I did it once because the waitress at Perkins was very smug and kind of made fun of me.
Oh, well, that's just fucking wonderful.
Yeah, I was out to a late breakfast with the girls I was in cosmetology school with, and she got snarky with me, and none of us left a tip.
Yeah,
wow.
Fuck her. She deserved it.
Yeah, you can't do that kind of shit. Like, you're working in the hospitality industry. You need to be hospitable to people. You can't be a fucking dick.
Actually, that brings me to why I don't waitress anymore.
Yeah, let's know. Let's hear it.
I can't do it. I can't be that fakely nice to people. I can't pull it off. Like, customer service is one thing to me, but I can't pull off, like... In waitressing, to me, it felt more like kissing ass.
Yeah.
Because in order for me to pull that off, I did have to kiss ass.
Yeah.
And to me, I was just like, I can't do it. I don't know. And not only that, I was really bad at it. Like, I would forget your salad. I had no freaking clue what you ordered, and I have to come back like 3 times.
I was just it's bad. Probably best that you don't.
It's yeah. best that I don't. If yeah. you've ever, like, if anybody's ever met me, you should know that I shouldn't be a server. But that was my first, like, for real job was serving. My grandparents owned a restaurant, and they were leasing it out to this one guy who had, I mean, this guy was a fantastic cook, and he just didn't belong in the area, so he eventually went out of business, and that's when I left there. But my first job, I consider babysitting, because I babysat 3 children by myself when I was 15.
Wow. Gross.
And I consider that a real job, because the woman paid me so well, I had enough to buy a car.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a cheapo freaking Pontiac Sunbird, but I bought my first car when I was 15 and a half.
That's pretty cool.
So, that was pretty freaking awesome. And then my second job was the waitressing. After that, I went and I worked at a hardware store where they really should have interviewed me instead of just taking my application. I don't know shit about hardware. I mean, I do now. Now I know things.
Oh, yeah.
But back then, oh, my God, I knew nothing.
Yeah.
And I was really, just really, really bad at it. And she fired me and never really gave me a reason why she fired me. And then, because, surprise, in the state of PA, you don't need to give a reason to fire somebody. You can just be like, you're gone. Goodbye. See you later. After that, I worked at McDonald's. Still don't eat at McDonald's. This was several years ago.
McDonald's actually encourages their employees to not eat the food there anyway.
Mm-hmm. They do, really.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, at least they do now.
Yeah, they never told me that. They gave you like a 50% discount on your food when you were working. When I was there. Yeah, I still didn't eat the food. After that, I worked at Haas's. Don't eat at Haas's.
Lauren eats at Haas's all the time.
Well, we don't eat out too much anymore, but if we do, that's probably the only place we can go.
For really. People who are not mm-hmm. from around here, Haas's is like a Bonanza or like a Sizzler.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a steak joint where they have a salad bar.
Yeah.
And all you can eat salad bar. And that's actually where I worked. I worked in the salad bar. And I worked a lot with soups, which now, if you ask me how to make almost any soup, I can just knock it off and make a soup for you.
Nice.
I'm pretty damn good at making soups.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So then after that, I worked at Red Robin, and I was a server, and I was fucking awful at it. And then I actually went back to Haas's, and then I quit Haas's and worked at PetSmart.
Where you've been ever since.
Where I literally have been ever since. And through, you can say where I work.
Okay. Fine.
And
yeah, she's allowed to say that.
I'm allowed to say where I work, as long as I don't say anything bad about them. Which I don't have anything bad to say about them. Where I started as a cashier, worked, and then became a bather, and then became a groomer, where they sent me to school, and then the management position in the salon opened up, and that's where I've been.
So. How about you, Aislinn?
First job.
All the jobs.
16. I worked for Bucknell University Dining Service in the main dining hall on campus. That was a terrible job. I frequently got stuck in the dish room because I'm pretty sure it's because I wasn't pretty enough to be out on the front line, because the people that got stuck in the dish room were people they probably didn't want you to know were working there. So I worked with
was that mentally when you were all challenged punk people. Rock?
The beginning stages of that. Mentally challenged
You're
people.
Like so pretty, though.
This is a different time. Whatever. Yeah, it's, I don't know. And I'm also not a super perky person, so whatever. But anyway, I quit that job because my boss saw my new lip ring and was like, you can't have that at work. I'm like,
why?
What are you talking about? Why not? I work in the fucking dish room. I'm not serving food. He's like, well, it's in the handbook. I'm like, I've never even seen a handbook.
Yeah.
So it was pointed out to me, and he was like, take that out or don't come back. So okay, my next shift, I showed up, left my uniform by the time clock, and left. Good after for you. That, right? Yep. I
My parents convinced me to go to workforce temps and try to get temp jobs. I wanted like clerical work, but they sent me to factories. The first one being the chicken hatchery just outside of Milton. I worked there for 2 days.
You're a vegetarian.
Right? Oh. Right? I gave it an honest shot, but I was like, no, I can't fucking do this. I'm not coming back.
Good for you for trying, though.
Yeah.
That's got to take some courage.
And then they tried to send me to a place in Montgomery that made, it's Leclerc. They make, I don't know if they make or just package, like, junk food, like chips and shit. I showed up for the interview. I was like, I just got my ears pierced a second time. Am I going to be able to have these on the job? They're like, oh, no, we don't allow any kind of jewelry on the line. I was like, well, it was nice meeting you. I will thank you for your time.
Yep.
And then I got a call from Workforce Temps, and they're like, you know, if you're not going to take these jobs that we're sending you to, we can't help you. And I was like, I told you I didn't want shit factory jobs, and that's all you're giving me, so that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't work for you anymore.
Yeah. Fucking assholes.
Yeah, so I didn't work for a while. I went to college for a little bit. Came back from that. My dad essentially told me I had to get a job or I didn't have a place to live. So I worked at a hardware store for about a year and a half.
Oh, you lasted longer than me.
It was a good job. I actually left there because I was going to go to cosmetology school full time. But then I got a phone call from Ruth. She's like, you know how, you know, you brought up to me that you wanted to be a piercer? You want to come apprentice for me? And I was like, okay. So I did that for 6 months, but I was also going to school for cosmetology at the same time. And Ruth was like, shit. Ruth was like, this isn't really working out. We're going to go with somebody else, but I'll keep you on as a front girl. Eventually got let go from that job. Then I worked at the movie theater for a couple years. Left the movie theater. Actually, wait. Go back a little bit. Picked up a second job because I had finished cosmetology school, got my license, worked at a salon for a while, quit both of those jobs to work at Target full time.
I forgot you worked at Target.
Mm-hmm. Worked for Target for a little over a year until I was uncomfortably pregnant, and then spent the last month of my pregnancy on the couch watching SVU marathons.
Yes.
Got stir crazy sitting around the house because I wasn't used to it, and went back to work at the movie theater for a little over a year, and then quit forever and have just been doing the mom thing ever since.
Yeah.
Quit forever.
Forever.
It's hard to get out of that place. And
it is.
Quit forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I think Mike Bennett's still on the payroll there.
I think we all are.
I think we are, too.
I'm willing to bet if I went and, like, punched in my number, it would let me.
More than likely.
Actually, no, I think they got a new setup.
They're a different company now, yeah.
That, too. They probably purged everybody from the books who wasn't working there when they started. But anyway, that's my job history. We've hit over an hour.
It's a long episode, man.
It's been real.
It was my fault.
It's fine.
Oh, well.
As always.
This was probably a good episode.
It's getting really fucking hot in here, so I'm going to stop this because we need to open the door and fucking breathe.
Thank you all for having me.
See you next week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.